Jack Robinson is here. Hi, Jack.
Morning, Steve.
Jack is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. We talk with him on Friday mornings about business news. The Motel 6 near the How About Arden Shopping Center was demolished this week. This is in Sacramento's Arden Arcade neighborhood. And people may remember this is the site where a Sacramento County Sheriff's deputy was shot to death last October. I hear the owners of this property are planning a major redevelopment.
This is potentially a huge project. Right now, we have only conceptual plans, but the property owner is proposing to redevelop not only How About Arden, but the Century Theater complex next door, and as you say, the former Motel 6 right next door on Arden Way. The Century Theater complex, of course, is a landmark with the domed buildings that would come down. So would parts of How About Arden, the shopping complex, and as we mentioned, the Motel 6 has already been demolished. So we don't know a timeline, but it looks like things may get to work soon, although that does depend on approvals from the county.
What does the property owner have in mind? What are we going to see there instead?
The drawings are just conceptual. The property owners aren't being very forthcoming, but it looks like they expect to move the Nordstrom Rack to a new building in the center. And they also apparently hope to land a Container Store outlet, which is, I know, something that a lot of people have been looking for in Sacramento. The plan also envisions a 14-screen Cinemark theater that would replace the Century Complex.
Well, let's talk streetcar. Later this month, we'll learn results of an advisory vote by property owners along the route of the proposed streetcar from West Sacramento to Midtown. And the prospect of federal funding is looking pretty good. You think this thing is actually going to move forward?
Well, of course, anything's possible, but it does look like there's a solid political consensus. Many business leaders like the idea of a fixed track that ties together some of the most vibrant places we have, Midtown, Downtown, and West Sacramento. So this week, we took a look at what works and what doesn't in other cities around the country. And certainly, political consensus is one of the three key factors for a successful streetcar. But you also need solid financing and a solid construction plan. And finally, you need a design, apparently, that minimizes conflicts with cars. And that is potentially an area where we could have a challenge. In Seattle, for example, streetcars are successful, but they share traffic lanes with cars, and there are some complaints there about congestion and slow travel times.
Sacramento's professional symphony and opera company has been on hiatus since running into financial and leadership problems last spring. Now there's a new leader. What's the likelihood of a comeback?
You know, I look at this as a business story, actually, because it's a piece of the economic development puzzle for Sacramento. And the news here is that the board that oversees both groups has named an interim director, Alice Soro, formerly of the Detroit Symphony. And she'd like to see performances this spring, even though the season was canceled, which is encouraging. But she's just starting out, and I don't know that necessarily there's money in the bank for that. So, we still don't know what the organization's long-term plan for survival will be. So it's a tough problem. We have loyal supporters with deep pockets here in Sacramento, but classical music struggles for an audience share here.
Tahoe Park could be the next hot neighborhood in Sacramento. That's what a story in this week's Business Journal reported. Not that I doubt it, but I mean, is this for real or wishful thinking?
I think it could happen. How long that might take is anyone's guess. First, you have pent-up housing demand from young couples. We've talked about how they aren't buying houses. Well, sooner or later, they will buy houses. And when they do, Tahoe Park is one of the few affordable neighborhoods that we have that are near the urban core. So there's that. And then second, we're seeing some kind of an up-and-coming movement of restaurants and retail into the area. The most obvious example is Bacon and Butter, which is a very popular brunch place that recently moved to a space on Broadway. And there's a little bit of a sort of a hip commerce district developing there on Broadway in the high 50s. It's early days, but I think Tahoe Park Renaissance is a definite possibility.
Thank you, Jack.
You're welcome, Steve.
Jack Robinson is editor of the Sacramento Business Journal. Our previous conversations can be found at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio News.